I'm sat here with Alon Shaho, who's the author of the Young Atheist Handbook. Thanks for talking to me, Alon.
Thanks for inviting me.
The first question I had was, when you were writing the book, who did you have in mind as the reader?
It's called the Young Atheist Handbook,
right.
So that probably gives you some idea of who I was aiming the book at. Very much kind of teenagers, the kind of teenagers I teach physics to. The book was born because I had students in my science classes, my physics classes, asking me questions to which I felt I couldn't give them satisfactory answers in the context of a physics lesson, not least because, you know, as a physics teacher, you're really pressed for time. But also, I felt that what my students really wanted were explorations of some of the really big questions, and that my lessons weren't necessarily the best place to do that.
And I guess reading the book, some people who haven't read the book might look at it and think perhaps it's a kind of, you're just advocating atheism, that it's an argument against kind of theistic belief, but it's not, it's more personal than that.
I don't think it's an argument against theistic belief primarily. I suspect it can be read like that. I think it's an argument for examining one's beliefs, for taking the time and trouble to think about these things. I mean, the message of the book, you know, I spell it out explicitly at the end is, you know, you owe it to yourself to think about these things, and I don't particularly care what conclusion you come to, but I do care whether or not you've taken the time and trouble to think about it.
That's what some philosophers would call kind of epistemic duty. You feel you've got a duty to what you believe, not just to believe it because you do.
Thank you for teaching me that phrase. I mean, I wish that is a new phrase to me, genuinely. And as I think I told you on the ride up here, I feel a bit of a fraud writing about this stuff because, you know, I haven't studied it in detail. You know, I've got a background in physics. But what I hope young people take away from the book is that there is stuff out there you can go and read. There are ways of looking at these questions, thinking about the world that you may not have encountered. And I hope my book gives them a taste of that. You know, I'm still on a learning journey, if you like. What a horrible phrase. But I want to encourage, you know, young people and anyone else who reads the book to take that journey seriously.
Yeah, so it's about being kind of responsible for your beliefs and not feeling that you've just got to go along with what your family or your background, whatever kind of tends you towards, but to kind of take some responsibility.
Absolutely. I think an awful lot of people simply adopt the beliefs and values that are handed down to them by their parents in a literally unthinking manner. And I think if more people were to think about the beliefs they hold and why they hold them, then I think that would have a beneficial effect on society. I really do.
And kind of following on from that, the British Humanist Association has taken the step of sending your book out to schools and ensuring that for young people in secondary schools, this is a book that will be available to them. What was the thinking behind that kind of activity?
There was a very nice science teacher, not someone I knew except through Twitter, who read the book and came up with the idea of sending it to every school library. I owe him a huge debt because he's made something really exciting happen, which is that there is a copy of my book in every secondary school library in England and Wales. And that means a lot more young people will read the book because, you know, to be honest, young people don't buy books, do they?
Yeah. And so that means that it'll just kind of be there for them to consult, to get out, if they haven't, you know, they've got no one to talk about it, I guess.
I hope so. I hope people might see it in their library and think it looks interesting and pick it up. That's all I want, really. I'm not proselytizing. I'm not kind of out to convert people away from their religions or anything like that. I just, you know, hope that my book is something that might stimulate the beginnings of examining their beliefs.
I think actually if someone does take the time to pick it up in the library and have a look, they'll find that actually it's not about you telling people what to believe, like some people haven't read it might imagine, but it's more about talking about how you came to end up believing what you currently believe.
Absolutely, and so it's very much a kind of post hoc justification of why I believe what I believe. And it's a story, you know, it's a personal account of why I think what I do, if that makes sense.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Great.
Well, thanks ever so much.
No, thank you.